We've been reflecting on life 1 year into the pandemic and all the changes that have come with it. And we've asked our listeners to share their thoughts. And what we've heard has been wide-ranging. So many people are coping with loss and grief. But some have told us about moments of resilience. We start with Hotniel Garcia of Coconut Creek, Florida. He told us about his own experience getting COVID-19.
It's been an emotional month because it was kind of ironic that I had COVID last year at this time, and then right at the first of the month, I was able to get my vaccine. So it was like a full circle situation.
Garcia said his COVID-19 symptoms lingered for months, and that meant he had to isolate himself from his family.
So I come from a big Cuban family, and you know, Sunday dinners with the in-laws and my parents and my extended family is a common thing. So having to separate and be kind of strict towards them because they're older and they weren't as worried with the pandemic in the beginning, then they took it more seriously. So coming together now that we are vaccinated, it's just like a weight has been lifted. Like, it's nice to be able to just freely associate with our families.
Some listeners told us how they want to make their lives better after the pandemic. Jennifer Drayton from Sacramento, California, has been keeping a journal over the past year, and she's been reflecting on how to be more appreciative of other people. She's been making it a point since the early days of the pandemic to stop and make eye contact with cashiers at the grocery store when she's checking out and thank them for showing up.
I had the experience, there was one checker at a grocery store that I go to weekly who stopped me and said, "Do you know that everyone knows who you are here?" And I kind of paused for a minute and I said, "How am I famous here in the store?" And she said that a lot of the employees had come to her. They had talked about the woman who comes in, who's always in a good mood, who always thanks them for doing their work. And we had like this incredibly tender moment through the plexiglass of the check stand, where she acknowledged me for the work that I was doing and thanking them for coming in. And it was so meaningful. And I remember getting in the car and just sobbing afterwards. And I sort of made it a point of like, where can I ease the burden? And in easing someone else's burden, it eases mine.
We also heard from Carly Saylor of Leadville, Colorado.
For me, the pandemic started on the Grand Canyon, which is probably the luckiest way that the pandemic could start, because we were down on the Colorado River for 21 days without cell service. We were one of the last trips that launched before they stopped launching trips. And it was the day before the state of emergency was declared. So we had no idea what the outside world was like until we got off the river and saw our outfitter with masks and gloves telling us that we wanted to keep all the food we had left because grocery stores were shut, schools were shut. And that experience for me was so disorienting, to come out of the belly of the canyon after one of the most beautiful experiences I've ever been able to have. And then I remember that we heard there were 4,000 deaths worldwide. And that number to me felt enormous. And now, of course, we're over 2.5 million. And I think if what I've been reflecting on is like, if everyone could have that experience today of coming out of the wilderness and hearing the state of the world, it is just so shocking, but it's become so normal.
Saylor says she's now joined an effort to help neighbors in need.
A number of groups and individuals and nonprofits and the school district came together and said, we need to figure out, like, there's urgent needs happening right now. People lost their jobs. People are scared. We need to get people rent money and food money and assistance. And so all of these groups joined together, and we still meet every single week on a big Zoom call with all the different organizations to check in and ask about food assistance and funding and what's going on. How can we continue to support our community?
Saylor says what started as a rupture in our society could be transformative, a chance to create new ways of doing things.
That's what I'm hoping for out of this, that we can continue to be creative and innovative and resilient. I've seen so much resiliency and community in like a really deep, meaningful way.
That's listener Carly Saylor of Leadville, Colorado, with her reflections 1 year into the COVID-19 pandemic. We also heard from Jennifer Drayton of Sacramento, California, and Hotniel Garcia of Coconut Creek, Florida. If you have thoughts about what's helping you persevere through this extraordinary time, send us an email at letters@hereandnow.org.